The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. I had a day job. It didn't allow me to work on boats full time. But now that I'm retired, I've built Motor City Boatworks, and the YouTube channel is a way for me to talk about my projects and pass on some of the knowledge that I've gained. I hope you enjoy these episodes. What's the plan? Sometimes I feel like I don't have a plan with this boat. Episode 4, Planning Your Pocket Trawler Restoration. You're probably asking yourself, what is the plan to restoring this boat? I don't know either. So I'll be honest, you know, sometimes I feel overwhelmed with this project. Restoring this boat is sometimes feels like a lesson in futility. It's like one step forward and two steps back. Because I started restoring the boat a number of years ago, and it wasn't inside an enclosed environment like I have the shop here. There were a lot of projects that I did on the boat that I kind of rushed, or they were affected by weather and temperature, and they really didn't come out very, very well. And so now I find myself spending a lot of time looking at projects that I've already done and thinking about redoing them, or attempting to kind of clean up my mistakes that I made when the boat was in a less hospitable
Maybe that's a function of having a nice shop now where you can take your time. You don't have to necessarily put things away.
It's relatively climate controlled, and you can do a much better job than when you're rushing outside playing beat the weather. But a separate problem is sometimes I'm overwhelmed about what to do next in this boat restoration. There are so many things that need to be done, and some of the projects are so large that it's very difficult to wrap your head around and prioritize things that need to be done. Now, I'm not talking about boat building standards or American Boating and Yacht Council, the ABYC standards for building a boat. We'll talk about that at a later time. I'm talking about the process by which you reassemble a boat from various components, run the lines, build the systems, and set everything up so it all works together. What is the order of work?
I'll give you an example. I've spent the last couple of weeks working on the forward cabin cutouts for the portholes that I'm going to be installing on the edge of the forward cabin, the exterior portholes. And I've got everything done now to the point where I can mount the portholes and seal them and bolt them in place. And the question becomes, well, do I do that now and close up the interior so that it becomes hotter and more difficult to work in? Or do I wait and do the portholes at a later date? Maybe I wait and do the portholes at a later date after I've already installed the headliner that will be inside, you know, parts of the boat. Or do I just mount the portholes and then worry about the headliner later? These type of questions now dominate my thought process about what to do next on the boat. Do you install plumbing before you install electrical, or vice versa? Do you do propulsion before you do the electrical and the plumbing? Are there things that have to be done maybe simultaneously to ensure that everything fits and has its place and looks like it's properly put together? I'm not a professional boat builder, and I've never had a project this large where the systems were going to be big and perhaps complicated and very reliant on each other in a tight space. So I just sometimes wonder what's the order of work here? Frankly, I'm worried about what if I forget to install this when I should have installed that, and then later on I've got to tear something up or redo my work to kind of put everything in together properly. It's just, it's overwhelming. And it can be frustrating because you come in the shop, you want to get a lot done, and you're like, okay, what do I do today? If you're not in the middle of, you know, some simple, straightforward A to Z project, I have no idea what to do next. And searching on the internet and watching all these boat building restorations and what have you, it's not exactly explained what comes first, plumbing or electrical? Propulsion simultaneously to what else? I don't know. Do you put the portholes in before you put the headliner in? Do you put the headliner in after you put in the ceiling? I have no idea. And I can only go on what I've done in the past. And frankly, some of those projects have been simpler. They've been smaller. And frankly, I made a lot of mistakes back in the day. So I want to try and avoid that and come out with a better finish in this boat. You know, in the early days when I started this project, I had some overall kind of theories, ideas about what I wanted to do to the boat and how I wanted to change it, what was going to be part of the remodel, what was going to be part of the refit. I had about 10 criteria, things that I wanted to do to the boat to kind of change it, to take it to the next level. And some of those have been started. Now it's time to put everything back together. A friend of mine told me that I should think about it like building a house. You know, you lay the foundation, you put up your stick frame, you put a roof on it, then you begin to make it watertight, and then you work insulation, and you kind of work from the walls outward, the guts on the inside, and then work your way outward. And I think that's probably applicable to a certain degree, but there are certain things that are done in a house that if you're familiar with the construction of how windows are put in or how doors are put in, a lot of this stuff can be done after the fact, and there's trim mechanisms for kind of covering everything up. It doesn't necessarily work that way on a boat. I think a better way of thinking about it is like, how do you build a car or an airplane? And maybe it's probably the same thing. You know, you start with a shell and you work from the shell outwards, so both on the exterior and on the interior, and kind of get all the guts put in behind the scenes and then work your way outwards to a finish. I mean, that's a broad idea, but it still doesn't tell you specifically, do this first, do this next, then do that. Don't forget to do this other thing. I just don't know.
My plan is I'm going to start maybe the big items, like run the water lines, perhaps start running some of the electrical main lines, conduit, trying to figure out how everything's going to be routed, and just to get an idea, take some measurements, order the big tanks, the fresh water, the black water, have those set aside. We know where the fuel tank's going to go. That's already ready to go. A lot of it's just a matter of reassembling things. One thing I learned from taking everything apart was that a lot of stuff was kind of intertwined. Systems were intertwined, or you had to take apart this to get access to that. And that more had to do with how they assembled the boat back in the day than any, I would think, practical consideration for an owner after the fact to do maintenance or anything. I want things to be accessible so I can repair things if I have to, so I can access things if I have to. I don't want to have to take apart one system to work on another system should I ever have to do that. I'd like to try and keep things separate, but frankly, there's not a lot of room inside a 27-foot boat.
I would be interested in your thoughts on this. Leave a comment below. If you have any ideas about what the order of work should be, please leave a comment. So I got to thinking, what I need is a list, like a big list of things that I need to get done, maybe breaking them down into categories, and then it might help me wrap my head around, you know, what is going to be done at what time. In the past, when I've restored other boats, in particular the Aalborg 30-foot sailboat, that classic plastic sailboat. I had a list. I had a long list on a clipboard that was, you know, 257 items long, and I slowly worked my way through that list, but it was brutal, and it was like looking at your failures every day on a piece of paper. And I guess maybe I'm reluctant to do that again, but I think it's time. It's time to make a list. What do we have to do to get this boat done? Well, that's a start. That's what I can think of off the top of my head. Now maybe break them down into the projects and what the priorities are. The problem is each one of these things has 120 to 200 steps to doing it properly. This week's question comes from Miss Margot Roby from Wollaberger, Australia. And Miss Roby would like to know, can I get you to work on my boat? I have a lot of things that need to be done also. Well, Motor City Boat Works is my hobby boat shop. And we don't have any customers. Well, we only have one customer. Me. If you like these videos, click the like button and please subscribe. These videos would not be possible without your support. Thank you. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, motorcityboatworks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.